Venezuela, socialist officials assault opposition lawmakers outside legislature. By Ben Q on January 23, 2019. Socialist government agents reportedly assaulted and harassed three opposition congressmen as they walked out the legislature in Venezuela on Tuesday, a day before a scheduled rally to end dictator Nicolás Maduro's rule. According to NTN24, Congressman José Guerra, Juan Matias, and Cyrita Lisa were assaulted by government officials as they attempted to leave the legislature, having just approved the appointment of a Venezuelan representative to the Organization of American States, OAS, a body which continues to lobby for the removal of Maduro from power. Speaking after the attack, José Guerra accused Pedro Carvajalino, a senior member of the United Socialist Party of Venezuela, PSUV, of leading the attack. Members of the Bolivarian National Guard, GNB, eventually intervened and tried to protect the legislators, leaving the National Assembly with the deputies Juan Matias and Eliezer Cyrit. We were attacked by a gang of the SUV led by Carvajalino, under the alias Cabeza de Mango, Mangohead, the parliamentarian wrote on his Twitter. I recovered my phone but Cyrit's was stolen by those thugs. Similar incidents have taken place in the past. In 2016, opposition lawmaker Julio Borges had his nose broken while several others were injured in a shocking public beating outside the National Assembly, while the following year socialists stormed the same building and kept hundreds of legislators and journalists hostage for over 8 hours. The use of violence and intimidation by the regime's most loyal supporters has long been a common tactic to quell political opposition. This month, socialist gangs in Venezuela pledged to protect Maduro with rifle in hand on the day of his inauguration ceremony, amid fears that opposition factions may stage an attack or uprising. As part of their show of force, the group patrolled through the streets of western Caracas wearing masks and shouting slogans in support of late President Hugo Chavez's Bolivarian Revolution while firing their weapons in the air. The rally concluded at the Cuartel de la Montaña, where Chavez's tomb is kept. The presence of pro-government gangs, known as colectivos, also form an essential part of the regime's power strategy. As well as threatening political opponents, the gangs are also employed to control impoverished communities dependent on state aid and therefore ensure their loyalty to the regime. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.